mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're getting ready to close out 2009. It is Monday, the 28th day of December, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Paul Watson will be joining us coming up briefly in the next segment to give us the latest information on the deadly underwear bomber that will end what's left of freedom in the world. Everyone must be a prisoner. You must have no electronics on the planes. You must stay in your seat. Planes are diverted and landing everywhere. If someone stays in the bathroom more than 10 minutes, you're not supposed to have your hands in your lap or put a blanket on your stomach. I mean, even a prisoner in a Supermax can have a blanket over their tummy. Supermax America, Supermax world, all because some sharp-dressed man passed security in the airport and ordered the security to stand down to put this young man on the aircraft. He gets on the aircraft. Someone openly videotapes him throughout the flight, openly. Stewardesses always come over and tell you to turn your cameras off for security reasons unless you're authorized. The guy in a suit videotapes from start to finish. Everyone's wondering why. Well, that's so the young man taking part in the drill would think it was all just a drill. Why, there's the guy with the camera. There's his handler with him. He's ushered through security. The young Nigerian, I mean, he's wealthy young man. His dad's one of the richest people in Nigeria. He's fighting Al-Qaeda. What other story is there? We know from past cases this is exactly what's done. We know with the 7-7 bombings, these guys were hired to take part in drills. Some of them escaped, so they were machine gunned by Canary Wharf. They were killed, hunted down. That was on the British news that morning on 7-7. The filmmaker made a documentary about it, 7-7 Ripple Effect. They arrested him. They were so freaked out by the film. And they do the same thing over and over and over. And how do you know it's staged? Not just all the evidence that it's staged that we're going to go over today, but the way it's hyped instantly in the president stopping short his trip and then in Hawaii getting minute-by-minute reports and being told about if someone drops an old shoe somewhere in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and was somebody in the potty more than 10 minutes on another flight, and hyperventilating and everyone in fear, hoping more FEMA camps are built, hoping they'll surveil us, hoping they launch new wars. There's 25 Al-Qaeda sleepers. They're white Al-Qaeda. They're working with American gun owners. We've got to take the guns. Homeland Security, save us. It's all over. What are we going to do? There's somebody who detonated something that sounded like a firecracker, and then it was a small fire. And then it's a minor footnote in the U.S. news. Well, yes, some smart-dressed person did direct him past security. Well, who's security going to stand down for? Security? Interpol? Mossad? FBI? We don't know. And then at the gate, they start saying, well, where's the passport? Because on international flights, they check them doubly in many cases, especially in Northern Europe. And he said, look, you let him on. Flashed some type of badge, and he went on. Then someone else in a suit is waiting on board the aircraft, videotaping the entire flight in front of everyone. Again, that's to make the youngin go through with the drill. Remember all of the reports of Muhammad Atta and others doing drills before 9/11? Of course, we know they were trained at U.S. military bases. We're going to go over some of this today, and then we're going to get into the economy, healthcare, and more.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone.
This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make a check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into health care? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. GetTheTea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is absolutely no doubt that the United States, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada are being turned into heavily armed, high-tech surveilled robbery centers. Everything is being designed for the looting, for the robbing, for the societal, cultural, economic raping of the people. There is absolutely no doubt the entire system is completely bankrupt, a fraud. The big banks want to bankrupt society financially so they can bring the entire planet into receivership. The states are all in the process of going bankrupt. And as you see that happening, you see the state budgets going up, the federal budgets going up, the spending just being accelerated, every form of liberty and freedom being abridged and abolished and desecrated, defiled. Our biggest problem, all of us, is that we don't consciously every day let it really burn into our psyches and into our intellects. Both intellectually, at a cold-blooded level, and at an emotional level. We don't let it really soak in just how much trouble we're in. Now, in the coming days, I'm going to have year in review. I'm going to have decade in review, looking forward into the next decade. We're going to obviously go over government takeover of healthcare and what's really in it. And what an amazing statement it is by Chris Matthews that his hero is Saul Alinsky, who was an open, hardcore communist who openly called for re-education camps in America. Years ago, I bought Rules for Radicals, one of the first editions that had the pledge to Lucifer in the introduction. It's dedicated and pledged to Lucifer. I was digging around for it last night. Since we moved offices, it's hard to find anything, but hundreds and hundreds of books here. But it doesn't matter. It's on record that he pledged the book to Lucifer. Who can make that up? That Hillary wrote her thesis, her PhD thesis to Saul Alinsky, and it's sealed under national security. Obama wrote one of his major papers on Saul Alinsky. I mean, we really do have communists running America. It's really happening. And they really do work for big banks, just like they did in the Soviet Union and in communist China. David Rockefeller writes in his memoirs how they funded the communist Chinese. They funded the UN. These people are such criminals. And they think it's all funny. They praise Mao Zedong. In New York Times editorials, one that Rockefeller wrote that I've got in the film Endgame. I don't just have an article about him saying that. We went to the microfilm at the University of Texas, the microfiche, and pulled it up. How great what Stalin did was. How great what Lenin did. How great Mao is. These guys all constantly write about it. And, of course, they're all trillionaires. They control trillions. They're all tax-free. Government is their tool. And their vanguard, their enforcers, are the communists. They're not communists. That doesn't exist. They're robbers. And what they do is throw out a little bit of chicken feed. On average, $1 for every 30 the banks steal. They give one. It's like a pirate captain who keeps $30, 30 gold pieces for themselves, and then gives the entire crew of pirates one gold piece. And they love it. And so they've got the country domesticated. Half the country is now sucking off the other half. And now they're getting ready to close in ranks and to totally destroy anybody with any wealth who isn't an elitist. And I've got all the mainstream news articles where in Detroit and L.A. and Dallas and every other major city I look up, they're openly taking the Boy Scouts away from the Boy Scouts and openly giving it to the police department. In L.A., they've already trained 3,000 inner-city kids. Just like in Russia, they hire the poor kids. They take the CPS kids. They're in the program, the foster kids. And they literally turn them into enforcers. Russia did this 30, 40 years ago. It's now happening here. Hitler did it. And they openly are on the news training the kids to, quote, take on American gun owners. I mean, it doesn't get more hardcore police state than that. That's coming up. You know, I talked some about it yesterday. I want to talk more today. Interpol executive order given unlimited power inside the United States. Even National Review, the little CIA front organization's decrying it. Started by William F. Buckley. In fact, guys, I thought I printed it, but I didn't. Will you Google for me? I need it. Obama gives diplomatic immunity to Interpol, National Review. I want that version. And then go to the other article Nemo posted about it. He had like 5-6 links to mainstream news. When I cover that, I want to source mainstream because people have a conditioning mechanism in them, especially new listeners, that they just out of hand, anything scary, they just deny it exists. People are scared of the dark and fairy tales and things that aren't real, but they're not scared of real things. I can't tell you how many adult men, when I've been out deer hunting or something, I say, hey, let's go for a walk at night to the woods. And full-grown men, 90% of them, I've done this many times, are scared and want to turn back. Men are scared of the dark when there's nothing out there. We're the ultimate predator when you're walking around in the woods. But They're not scared of a big, giant global government that openly writes giant textbooks about how they're poisoning your water supply and plan to kill you and your family. Don't be scared of something actually that's completely tyrannical, the Tyrannosaurus Rex of tyranny. I just don't even know what to say anymore. It's so mind-blowing. And all of these establishment types on the left and right who think they're part of the power structure in the system and who are going to, quote, play it safe and not get involved and not speak up or get or stand up to tyranny. Do you have any idea what's happening to us right now? Do you have any idea we're in the process of being completely robbed? And I read about Interpol. Do you know Interpol and the United Nations have been caught all over the world? I need a story on this from Watson or somebody. Do you understand that they use that diplomatic immunity to run white slavery rings worldwide? That is a documented fact in literally hundreds of mainstream news stories. They run the drugs, everything. And now they're going to operate in the United States with total diplomatic immunity. How many UN officials How many times have you heard about UN diplomats and even their employees who all have diplomatic immunity in New York? Every few months you hear about them running slave rings or kidnap kids or drugs, and they don't even get in trouble. And the UN everywhere running oil for food programs, keeping food back from people. They don't give them money. And they're caught running torture rings everywhere and snuff rings, snuff film rings. And now they're going to operate in America and do whatever they want. And anybody who's part of Interpol, MI6, FBI. Oh, yeah, the FBI is going to operate with immunity under international control. The Mossad, Shin Bet, the German intelligence, all of them. They're getting ready to turn their mercs and hounds loose in America. You know why they feed on people in Eastern and Central Europe? Because they've had corrupt governments. You know why they feed on people in North Korea? Because the people have a broken back. They've capitulated to corruption. They've lost all hope. You know why they run giant child kidnapping rings in Mexico? Because it's a third world police state. Because the police run it. And now they're going to run it in America. And I'm telling you, folks, you got to stand up to it when the government tries to take your kids. They already do it with CPS and openly fence the kids into white slavery. And now they're just going to have Interpol doing it. We are now going into total bondage. It's now happening. Openly training, openly federalizing the Boy Scouts and turning them purely into arms of major city police departments under federal grants, training to take on American patriots. You imagine if somebody 30 years ago made a science fiction movie in the year 2009, foreign banks have bankrupted the country by design, the youth organizations have been turned into federalized spy forces and are being paramilitarily trained to take on remaining gun owners. International treaty is allowing the UN to take over national parks and parkland. Genetically modified food is poisoning the population. Live viruses are spread on almost all meat, linked to major disorders of the intestine. Hundreds of deadly chemicals are put in the water supply. The mainstream media calls for open drugging of the water. Over 1 million children are grabbed without due process every year from their parents. The United States launches preemptive attacks on sovereign countries. Lies about weapons of mass destruction. Americans are not allowed to put their hands in their laps or have blankets on their laps or go to the bathroom on airline flights. The government proposes shock bracelets be worn by citizens. Face scanning cameras are put in nationwide. You wouldn't believe it. Now it's here. And they prepare to turn loose the foreign mercs. because they think you're cowards, just like people in third world countries. They think you're going to lay down when they take your kids, fly them overseas, rape them to death, and then blow their heads off. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, when you look at the Christmas Day underwear bomber, known as the syringe bomber, all of the evidence, the physical evidence, the eyewitness evidence, the man bringing him through the airport, getting him on the plane without a passport, his father going and warning the government, saying the State Department, the fact that he was kept off the terror watch list to come to the U.S. It's the same M.O. we've seen a million times. Now you have confirmed someone on the plane videotaping him with his camera on him from start to finish. Guaranteed he was told it was part of a drill. That's how they set these young idiots up. And now they'll drug him up, torture him, body double him whenever they have to, and have a big show trial out of it. Now they're saying 25 Al-Qaedas are going to hit you. The government's got to take all your rights and your bank account, by the way, to keep you safe. Paul Watson's written some key articles at PrisonPlanet.com. So has Kurt Nemo. Paul Watson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay, run through the evidence, the details, the background in this segment, a little bit to the next. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, this individual, Mutalab, I think his name is Mutalab is the pronunciation. He's a Nigerian that bought a ticket for a round-trip flight, which cost him $2,800 from Nigeria to Detroit via Amsterdam. And for that huge trip, he only had one small carry-on bag for his luggage, which was the first red flag. Then, of course, he's on the terror watch list. His father warns U.S. intelligence a month ago that he thinks he's a threat. He's accompanied by this, what eyewitnesses who were on the plane described as a sharp-dressed man. It later emerged that he was Indian-looking. He lied about the circumstances of the underwear bomber, said he was a Yemen refugee, even though he's Nigerian. And basically, he got him on the plane without a passport via whatever means. Now, what's interesting about that is that after the incident when he was arrested, eyewitnesses also described the second man being detained by the FBI, but the FBI says they only ever detained the terrorist. So what happened to that man, whether he was a handler, it seems pretty clear that he was involved deeply. And then, of course, you've got the reports, which you just mentioned, about the man calmly filming the entire flight from start to finish and filming the entire scenario where he attempted to detonate this device. Now, from every fact, it seems that this was a contrived scare. It was never meant to blow up the plane. And now the reports are saying that even the bomber himself said that he never meant to blow up the plane, and that the liquid and the explosive devices he had were not enough to blow up the plane. And of course, all he managed to do was to set fire to the wall of the plane, and those fires were soon extinguished. And the result of all of this is that now the governments of the United States and Britain are saying, and in fact the British government this morning is saying, that as a result of this incident, the use of full-body scanners, which of course produce a naked image of passengers, will have to be implemented at every airport.
Notice this is right as it's being implemented in every major airport, and as people are refusing the naked body scanners that record your children's bodies, your bodies, in a biometric database so they can scan you from a distance. That's the real reason. Oh, now if you refuse, oh, you're going to have to pay. So this is all about making us submit. And the airports are the main beta testing centers for society to train us how to be good slaves.
That's right, because after the Richard Reed shoe bombing attempt, that was when they ordered us all to take off our shoes when we walked through security. So now as a result of this, we're going to be ordered to go through this naked scanning machine. And the importance of it is that...
And if a person ever was to pull something out of their rectum, we'll all have to have proctology exams at the airport.
Right.
And we're not joking about this. Homeland Security is looking at making you wear taser bracelets, all of you. This is your dog training. This is you being brought to your knees. Go ahead.
And what's important about it is that in any major city where you visit a public building or a museum or anything like that, you now have to go through airport-style scanning machines. This is being introduced on our streets and in our shopping malls.
This is the government circling the wagons against the people. This whole airport system, as Ridge said 7 years ago, is the plan to take over complete society.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
And many other really informative guests and forecasters who understand trends coming on throughout the week to do a year in review and looking forward into the next year as well. Throughout this week, as we close out 2009 and go into 2010, Godfrey Bloom is a member of the European Parliament from Yorkshire, from the United Kingdom Independence Party. And he's given some very powerful speeches against the New World Order. He'll be joining us to talk about the globalist scourge, the globalist threat, and to get a British/European view on how we stop this. So that's coming up in the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not only that a sharp-dressed man in a suit went past security, flashing some type of credentials. Imagine this, at a European international airport, somebody coming out of Nigeria, they go through the security checkpoint, flash their credentials, and gets him on the plane without a passport or ID. And lying and saying he was from Sudan. Then he gets on the plane. Everybody's marveling. Why is a guy sitting there a few aisles back videotaping this young black man continually? Well, that's the handler. It's okay, Sonny. See, I'm here filming it. This is part of a drill. We're filming this for the drill. The airline knows. You have the security man bring you on board the plane. You can be part of this. And the same thing happened on 7-7. Those guys have been approached. They've been part of drills. A few of them escaped. They got chased down and machine gunned. That was in British TV and radio that day, but got shut down. Witnesses reported the police chasing them down, gunning them down. They then thought separately that the young Brazilian electrician was one of them, so they executed him. Witnesses said they walked up, shot him 12 times in the head, execution style. Stood up and said, all right, job done. And the guy said, no, no, please, no. It's so sick how they run these operations. It's just like the Fort Hood shooter. Witnesses reported hearing gunfire continue after he was on the ground. They reported multiple shooters. Same thing with Columbine. The Russians have been caught running similar ops. You go into a school or a building, you shoot a bunch of people, you dress up one of the people you blast as the terrorist, you, in police uniforms, escape out the back door because you are the police. And if you don't understand that this is done by all major governments, you're living on another planet. It's been declassified that our government did it several hundred times under Operation Gladio and the NATO option in Europe. Every time they wanted to demonize some political group, they'd stage bombings and blame it on their political enemies. But you are the enemy, the general population of the West. This is all for you. Remember when we got the secret Homeland Security and MIAC documents? How all of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM is set up for gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, people that want to, quote, bring the bankers to justice. That's the illegitimate government. How are the bankers going to have their heist? They set up an internal police force. They stage terror attacks as a pretext to clamp down on the people they're robbing. Period. And I wished over and over and over and over and over again on Friday, on Christmas, when I heard about this, I said, let it be a real lone nut. I know there's some real Muslim terrorists out there. Let it be. But as soon as I saw all the hype, I said, oh, no. And then it came out that he was let on the plane and protected, and there's a guy on the plane videotaping him, and his dad called up and warned, and his dad's a high-level banker, and he was on the terror list, but the U.S. government had him taken off the terror list. I mean, they put congressmen on that thing. They put a million. It's more like a million and a half. In the last year, they don't give you the numbers anymore, but it was over 1,200,000. And they just put innocent people on it. And now they say gun owners are going to be on it. And if you got bad credit, you're going to be on it. But this guy's running around publicly at university 2 years ago saying, I want to carry out jihad. Clearly they're hired to try to flush out other Muslim students and set them up. Guaranteed. I saw this with McVeigh. We saw this with Lee Harvey Oswald. We saw this with Sirhan Sirhan. It never ends. Muhammad Atta, trained at U.S. military bases on record. And then the media just goes, oh, well, we're not going to discuss why they were trained at bases. All right, I'm going to shut up and let Watson finish, and I'm going to get on to some other news. It's so obvious. I mean, Watson, the media always loves this psychology. I had Atlantic Monthly here a few weeks ago, and I had a bunch of other newspapers and magazines the last few weeks, and they always say the same cliche. They say, don't you just want to believe the government's doing this because that brings order to the world and it's less scary than rogue terrorists? And I said, really? A government that runs my life and surveils everything I do, that has the power to destroy me through taxes, it's less scary to think random guys in a cave did this. It's a lot more scary to know the government did it and that there's a giant police state grid in place. But it's that cliche of, oh, we just want to believe it's the government. No, I want to believe Al-Qaeda's real. I want to believe it. But it's not true. Can you imagine knowing it's the government and having to get up on the radio and point this out and have them run all their COINTELPRO operations against us? Can you imagine what this is like? But I've got to tell the truth here. Paul Watson, finish up with this, what's developing here and how it's being used. I mean, I have a BBC clip, and I have other TV clips from the U.S. where you can't put your hands in your lap, you can't cover your hands, you can't have a blanket, you can't get up and go to the bathroom, you can't have electronic devices, you've got to have the body scanners now. I mean, they're clearly selling this to set the precedent for total police state, supermax level prison in the airports and planes, now to be put on the streets of America, which the TSA admits they're doing. This is the total lockdown of the world, Watson.
That's right. And to pick up on your previous point about how it's contrived and it's blown out of proportion when it's a government provocateur incident when compared to a lone nut, which do occasionally happen. There was a big bust in, it was big, but it wasn't reported as such, in England last year, and they found a rocket launcher and plans to attack airliners at the home of this neo-Nazi. And it was because he was a white guy and it didn't fit into their, you know, Muslims are going to get us all picture book scenario. It got in one local newspaper and the story barely even went national, never mind.
And, of course, it did turn out that that was part of a drill 99% of the time. It's like finding a four-leaf clover to actually find a real terror attack. 99%+ of the time, it's always a drill and they always hire some idiot to be part of the drill and then set them up.
Right, and the propaganda that's emanated from this is clear how they've seized upon it. The Associated Press is now reporting today, quote, Crippen and law enforcement officials said modern airport screening machines could have detected the chemical. Airport puffer machines, the devices that blow air onto a passenger to collect and analyze residues, of course totally invasive, would probably have detected the powder, as would bomb-sniffing dogs or hands-on search using a swab. You know, or maybe they just shouldn't let somebody on.
Which is what Maurice Strong wants. Shut down travel. Track everything we're doing. Put global taxes on air travel. And, yeah, of course, they never point out that this guy was led through security. This guy was kept off the watch list, just like Muhammad Atta was.
They don't ask why he was let on the plane when he's on a terror watch list and had no passport. It's all about how we now need to be oppressed because of it.
And we need to give the globalist companies that make billions per nation a year off the new stupid machines.
Right, which were in trouble because a lot of airports were starting to back away from them. And it continues, quote, however...
Yeah, because people aren't traveling.
Yeah, I mean, business travelers are waiting up to 4 hours now and they're just saying, I'm just not going to travel. So it's going to cripple the economy even further as well. But it says, it continues, quote, however... Most passengers in airports only go through magnetometers, which detect metal rather than explosives. Hidden in Abdul Muttalab's clothing, the explosive might also have been detected by the full-body imaging scanners now making their way into airports, and that's exactly what...
And again, let's remind people, we got to have the body scanners. You can't refuse, because almost everybody's saying no to them now that they found out what they are. They can also cause cancer. It's high-powered. Thing shoots right through your clothes. But Watson, again, there's hardly any mention in our news that it's confirmed that he was walked through security without a passport. No one else can do that. Only remember, Watson, you've got to, and again, I've only got Watson, I've only got Steve, I've only got Kurt and Aaron part-time on stories because I can't find writers that understand the full spectrum of this. You know, you're the guys that understand the MO. Not that we're perfect. I mean, it's sick. I mean, we're the best there is, and we're not even that good. But, I mean, you do a great job. My point is that there's so much more we should be doing. We need to give them the history of it, Paul, where Muhammad Atta and four other hijackers went to a Malaysian terror summit, and when they came back, Springman, the head of the Jeddah Visa Bureau for the State Department, said they're on a terror index, and the CIA called up and said, let them in. They're really CIA agents. The terror designation is their cover. And, I mean, we interviewed Springman. He's in the film Fabled Enemies that I produced that's available at Infowars.com. I interviewed him here on the radio. Just Google Alex Jones Springman. And you can find the articles about that. I mean, the point is, it's always the same. Don't listeners understand that Muhammad Atta and other hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases in high-level spy training, confirmed? Don't people understand it's always the same, Paul? I'm sorry. Look, I got you on to go with the facts here because you're good at presenting them. Go back to how the AP and others are saying, well, I mean, I've got this BBC report where they say you can't have your hands in your lap. You can't have a blanket now. No one, that in a supermax prison, you get to have a blanket, Paul.
Well, even if you become ill, which people do on planes because the food's terrible. Like Command did yesterday, the Nigerian, he got ill, he went to the toilet, he was in there for a long time. Boom, it's a joint terrorism task force investigation, the FBI's in on it. Obama's notified that this man has been in the toilet for a while, and of course it all turns out to be absolutely nothing. It illustrates the absolute paranoia and all these orders that were now being made to obey as a result of it. But it's just like the liquid bombing plot in 2006, which of course was the entree for all these ridiculous measures on how much liquid you can take through security when you can then just go and buy as much.
It's all about harassing. It's all about seeing what the ignorant scum slaves will put up with.
Yeah, but in that case, the bombers didn't have passports. They didn't have flight tickets. MI5 had been tracking them for months beforehand. And it was only as a result of a miscommunication between the US and the UK that the whole story was blown wide open before they boarded the plane.
Let me stop you again. Again, they don't have passports, anything, because they're always brought directly on by security. Let me tell the TSA, if you're not part of the terrorists, and the average TSA person is making $15 an hour, has no idea what's going on. Okay, if you see security leading a Muslim through to get on the plane, go search them, they got a bomb. I'm sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, MI5 were tracking these guys for months, and they knew the exact date of when they planned to do it, and that they were about to let them on the plane. There was a miscommunication between the US. The story got blown wide open, and they didn't get on the plane. That one was supposed to go ahead. But even as a result of just the scare alone, of course, 3 or 4 years later, we've still got these ridiculous measures, you know, which how much we'll obey, to what ridiculous fast level we'll obey. And that's only being ramped up now as a result of this latest one. As you said, you've got to sit down for the final
hour.
What
they did is they recruit. This will be the MO when it finally all comes out, just like we said a year ago. And now here it is, London Telegraph, front page. Mumbai suspect is U.S. double agent. An American man charged with plotting the attacks in Mumbai was a double agent for both the United States and Al-Qaeda terror group. That's how they always cover it when it comes out that they're U.S. agents. Oh, well, he was a double agent. No, it was a globalist agent. Now, I think it's safe to say that this is clearly staged. Now that you have the guy on board videotaping, and the entire flight, in front of everyone, and the stewardesses leaving him alone to videotape him. Paul, it's always the same M.O., and we know that this is what happened. They recruited him out of college and said, we need you to watch Muslim extremists. We want you to talk about how you're going to stage terror attacks in class. We want you to talk about how you love Al-Qaeda and the Taliban to flush out terrorists. Your dad's a very powerful person, one of the top bankers, works with us. Are you willing to do this for us? Yes, I want to fight Al-Qaeda. Okay, and then here he is, an agent, 2 years later, been all over the world working for these people, and they said, we need to test getting a bomb on a plane to see if stewardesses notice that you made a liquid bomb inside the urinal. Now, we understand, and again, how many times has the BATF and others been caught sneaking fake bombs on? And see, when they get caught, they say, oh, it's just a drill. Watson, we know how they did this. He's led on the plane without the passport. He's got the handler on board to make him go through with it, with the video camera saying, look, I'm here with the camera. It's just a drill. I mean, it's so obvious, Watson. We have them, don't we?
It's blatant. It's transparent. And now you've got Joe Lieberman saying we need to attack Yemen. And surprise, surprise, they're now connecting it to Yemen and saying that now that's the home of Al-Qaeda. After Afghanistan, now they're all in Yemen. I guess we need to smart bomb Yemen, don't we?
There's really no end to this, Watson. There literally is no end. Well, there's a lot of other points I'll go over later on this, but We need really strong headlines with just data boil downs that 99% chance this is completely staged. It follows the past MO. And I mean, write the article if you agree with me. I mean, this is authoritative, isn't it?
Yeah. Every single plot that we've tracked has led back to these terrorists being handled by people in U.S. intelligence. I mean, there's no major plot that hasn't led back to that.
They're always led onto the airplanes. They never have to have passports. They're always trained at military bases with high-level spy clearances.
Oh, but if you're, you know, a family or grandma or whatever, then you're going to get harassed. Maybe the best way to get through airport security is just to have a handler, some explosives, no passport, and then you'll breeze right through. Well, that's the start.
If you're coming out of a Muslim country with explosives, as long as Interpol walks you through,
then it's fine, yeah.
Watson, can you believe Interpol is going to be able to operate in the U.S. with total immunity?
Well, no. The harmonization of law enforcement is one of the key goals of world government, so it's no surprise. They've been doing it for decades through the echelon system with the spying cadres in every country.
Well, good job over at Prison Planet. Good job to Kurt Nemo as well. Thank you, Paul.
We'll be back
with more news. Thank you, Paul.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
You see, the way tyranny works is that it carries out thousands of little insults to freedom. And it slowly sets the precedent that the government is God, the police are God, the system can't be questioned, And when they set up the national security dictatorship in 1947, that was the beginning of the end. Imagine the CIA and other agencies could operate with unlimited funds in secret. What would happen if you told your employees, let's say you owned a restaurant, and you told your employees and your managers, oh, you can operate in secret and do whatever you want, and there'll be no oversight, and you have total immunity. They'd rob you blind. And we've been robbed, and now they're staging terror attacks to set up the police state. And every stinking time they walk the person on the plane, they protect them. The person thinks they're part of a drill. Remember the James Woods clip when he went on Fox and talked about a week before 9/11, Muhammad Atta and four other guys were on the plane doing drills for hijacking the plane? He gets off the airplane, tells the FBI, they come to him and say, well, you need to keep your mouth shut about this. Then after 9/11, they show up at his house. The FBI does. You understand it's in the Associated Press and in Newsweek, but they just report it like it's no big deal. Yeah, Muhammad Atta and others were trained in spy training at U.S. bases. And this colonel, who was the head of the base, he says the government's involved in the attacks because these guys were U.S. government agents. Something's going on. How dare the colonel question? I have interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy who wouldn't let Atta and others in and was ordered to let them in and told their CIA, their terror designation is a cover. Now, what exactly happened on 9/11? I don't know. But I know one thing, intelligence had its fingerprints all over it. And they sure had the motive to take our liberties and freedoms and launch all these wars, just like Dick Cheney wrote in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses. Facts are facts. And none of us are safe while this continues. If these guys could get away with 9/11, of course they're going to get away with stealing your pension funds blind. Of course they're going to get away with saying Interpol is above the law and can do whatever it wants in the United States. All right, here's the deal. I haven't even gotten into health care. Notice this is also a great diversion from health care. So people don't actually look. Every day that passes, more people turn against government-run health care as they read the bill. But now as it goes into conference committee between the House and Senate, nobody's talking about health care now because everyone's hyperventilating and the president's being woken up from naps. Sir, someone was in a bathroom for 20 minutes. America and the world is on the edge of collapse. Everyone is in fear. Everyone is a prisoner because somebody set off a firecracker on an airplane. But no one discusses why he was led onto the plane by security. No one asks why someone was there videotaping him the entire time in front of everyone, in full view. That was to make the stupid patsy feel safe. Okay, I'm being filmed. Okay, it's a drill. Okay. And then the guy was stunned when it went off. Same thing with McVeigh. McVeigh, there's sworn federal affidavits now. In court record that McVeigh told his lawyers, look, I was deep intel, I was hired to infiltrate militias, I was set up. And see, McVeigh didn't want to bomb the daycare center. It's kind of like Tony Montana and Scarface didn't want to blow up the car with little kids in it. And so they believe that's why he was chosen as the patsy, because 2 weeks before he threw a fit and said, I'm not taking part in blowing up a daycare center. That's the feds, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.